It's wonderful to be here. I also invited the spouses of, not only clergy, but the spouses of pastoral staff and STANCOM members. So I also welcome you.
大家早上好，我们主教刚才说，他不但邀请了牧师们的太太来到我们当中，其实他也邀请了传道们的太太来到我们当中，所以我们要欢迎大家。
There is a togetherness that the Holy Spirit is bringing in our day.
在我们这个时代里面，圣灵其实把我们凝聚在一起。
And well, it fills the local church.
圣灵不但充满各个牧区、各个教会。
And this togetherness cuts across the globe.
而这个合一其实是整体性的。
So I have brought some special friends from South Africa this morning.
今天其实我也邀请了从南非来的朋友。
They have served with me on SOMA, Sharing of Ministries Abroad, through many years.
在过去的日子里面，他们曾经跟主教一起在 SOMA 这个组织里面来同工。
Today's Workers' Communion will actually finish with ministry time.
今天的这个聚会将会以一段我们能够彼此服侍的时间来结束。
And I've asked them to be available together with Bishop Moses, Cynthia, and others to be available to pray for you.
就是等一下在那段服事的时间的时候，除了我们过去的主教郑灵光主教以外，这些南非的同工也一同的来服事我们。
So please welcome Chris and Alison Viljoen from South Africa.
欢迎从南非来的朋友，欢迎他们。
Today, in the course of our breakfast,
今天在我们吃早餐的时候,
one of the parish workers said, "You look different."
其中一个传道跟我说,
and then I said, "I'm still celebrating resurrection." And I want you to also not let resurrection or Easter pass too quickly.
所以同样我也要这样子的勉励大家，不要让复活节就这样过去。
It's the greatest victory. No one anticipated it.
这个是一个没有人能够预见到，但是却是一个最大的胜利。
But it's happened.
但是它发生了。And
our lives are not the same.
而我们的生命从此就不一样。And
although the world is hurtling into darkness,
虽然说这个世界继续在这个黑暗里面,
Jesus Christ, Savior of the world,
但是主耶稣基督来拯救了。
And He will raise us with immortal bodies.
会给我们一个永远不会朽坏的身体。
So that's part of my theme today.
这也是我今天主题的一部分。
How not to be in a hurry.
我们怎么样不要太过急促。
How to be in step with what God is doing.
我们怎么样能够跟上帝的步伐一致。
My theme is vessels for the harvest.
今天的主题是收割的器皿。
And as I look out on you, I just thank God for you.
而当我这样看下去的时候，我为着你们来感谢上帝。
Chosen by God.
我们是上帝所拣选的。
Even your marriages given by God.
就算你的婚姻也是上帝所给的。
So that you may be vessels for His purpose, His glory.
使到你能够成为他的荣耀，他的意识的器皿。
And that's how we are trusting the Lord to move today.
我们今天就这样子来信靠上帝。
That at the end of the morning, we are ready to be His vessels.
来到这个早上结束的时候，我们愿意预备好向前走。
Vessels for the harvest He's bringing.
我们能够成为上帝要收割的那个器皿。
We are constantly learning the way of life for a disciple of Christ.
我们一直不断地在学习怎么样做一个门徒。
How should we live as disciples of Jesus?
身为一个门徒，我们应该过怎么样的生活？
And today there's one aspect I want to press home a little bit.
今天有一点是我要进一步强调的。
Create space for God to act.
就是在你的生命里面营造让上帝能够参与、能够活动的空间。
Create space because it doesn't happen naturally.
你要营造这样的一个空间，因为它不会自然发生。
And particularly in the mode of living and working in Singapore, we don't stop, pause, listen.
尤其在我们新加坡这个节奏很快的社会里面，很多时候我们没有停止下来。
So today's subject matter came from a space that was created when I went to Desaru for a quiet retreat.
今天这样的一个分享其实也源自我在 Desaru 那边有这样的一段时间来安静。
It's a corrective for an excessively busy life.
有时候这样的一个停止是一个我们忙碌生活里面的一个调整。
Or when you try to manage too much.
或者我们尝试做太多的事情。
That's when often God is wanting and prompting us to stop to listen.
这也就是有时候上帝会提醒我们要停下来听他的话。
So create space for God to act in your personal life, your personal walk.
因此我们要在个人的生命里面来营造那个空间，让上帝来行动。
Created daily through your quiet time.
在我们每一天灵修的时间。
Isaiah chapter 50 verse 4 says.
以赛亚书50章第4节这样说。
The sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue.
以赛亚书50章第4节，主耶和华赐给我受教者的舌头。
That I may know the word that sustains the weary.
使我知道怎么样用言语来扶持疲乏的人。
He wakens me morning by morning.
每个早晨他唤醒我。
To listen as one being taught.
使到我能够听好像受教者一样。
So the instructed tongue means the tongue of those who are taught. They are taught by God.
所以那个受教者的舌头其实是一个受教，从上帝那边领受的一个人。
And for his workers, he wants to make it real every day.
而对于我们这些服事的人，上帝将会使这一切每一天都成为一个事实。
Then we need a weekly extended time.
然后除了每一天的话，我们每一个礼拜也需要一个更长安静的时间。
I'm just following the pattern in creation.
我们只不过是根据创造的那个模式。
So daily quiet time and weekly extended time.
我们每一天有安静的时间，每一个星期也有一个比较长安静的时间。
Where you can walk, you can listen, you can receive, you can journal.
我们能够在上帝的面前安静，也思考，也继续向前走。
And then there are special encounter times.
然后当然也有特别我们跟主亲近的时间。
Some are planned.
有一些是计划的。
Like the quiet retreat I mentioned to you.
比如说有时候一些安静灵修的时间。
I try to do that at least twice a year.
主教每一年尝试做两次这样特别的时间。
And I thank God my wife makes sure it happens.
感谢主，我的太太确保我有这样做。
Special encounter times can be planned and offered to God.
这些有计划的这些特别的时间是可以拿来献上给上帝的。
But special encounter times can come unplanned.
但是这样的时间跟主亲近的时间有时候也是没有计划的。
When God Himself is breaking through to us.
当上帝亲自的向我们说话的时候。
Very often in a wilderness moment.
很多时候你可以说是在旷野的时刻。
So would you turn to 1 Kings 19?
让我们翻到列王记上第19章。
I just asked the PA crew to lessen the volume a little bit. 1 Kings 19, because we have our Bibles with us, I'll read it in English and we won't read it in Mandarin. But you can follow. So this is the story of Elijah.
所以我们等一下主教读的时候，就用英语读，因为我们手头上有圣经，所以不需要再重复。
And God is breaking through to Elijah after a great battle.
上帝其实用特别的启示向以利亚说话，特别在一个很大的征战之后。
After a great victory comes a great letdown.
你可以说以利亚在之前其实得了一个很大的胜利，但是之后却是一个低潮。
And in that letdown moment, God creates a space.
但是就在那个低潮的时候，上帝制造了一个空间向他说话。
So we pick up the story, 1 Kings 19 verses 3 and 4 first.
列王记上第19章3跟第4节。
The great battle at the Mount of Carmel, and God's prophet has prevailed.
在那个山上的那个胜利，上帝的使者得胜了。
And Elijah is expecting a revival. They will turn to the sovereign Lord Yahweh.
所以或许以利亚的心里面想的就是他将会有一个复兴，他们都会回转归于耶和华。
But when the king tells Jezebel the queen,
但是当王把这样的消息告诉耶洗别他的太太的时候，
she is determined to kill the prophet.
他就决意要杀死这个先知。
And then he has a meltdown.
Sorry.
He has a meltdown.
哦，然后所以以利亚变成在这个时候突然间，然后就失去那一切，失去他的控制。
So we pick it up, chapter 19, verse 3. I read it in English. Those in Mandarin, you follow in your Bible. Then Elijah was afraid, and he rose and ran for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there.
所以以利亚在那个第三节那边就告诉我们，他开始逃跑。
I'll read the story through first in English and then I'll comment with translation. But he himself, verse 4, went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree. And he asked that he might die, saying, "It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my fathers." I continue in verse 9. The Lord leads him, strengthens him, and takes him all the way to Horeb, Sinai, the place of encounter. Verse 9. Then he came to a cave and lodged in it. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars and killed your prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left. And they seek my life to take it away." And the Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore the mountains and broke it in pieces, the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, the sound of a low whisper." And when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And as you read on, the voice will say, "Anoint, go return on your way, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, Jehu, king over Israel, and Elisha to be a prophet in your place." I wanted to alert you that God, because He loves us, does bring us to the place where we can hear Him clearly.
我要提醒大家的就是，上帝因为爱着我们，所以他会把我们带领到那个地步，是使到我们能够聆听他的声音的。
And there could be in the midst of us some who actually are experiencing what Elijah experienced.
或许在我们当中，我们的确有这样的经历，就是经历好像以利亚那样的一个经历。
Because expectations don't always get fulfilled.
因为很多时候，对我们的期待很多时候没有办法完成。
And then there's a sense it's all not worthwhile.
我们就有这样的感觉，哎，这一切都不值得。
I've had enough.
我受够了。
Perhaps you thought you can lead your group out to the next level.
或许你会觉得说，哎呀，我能够带领我的群体向前走。
But it's been so tough, and now there's a major setback.
但是或许碰到很多的困难，一些的很大的挫折。
And I want to say to you, very often when you're in that lostness, that wilderness, God will come to you.
但是我要告诉你的就是，很多时候我们在那样失落的时候，上帝会临到我们。
So creating space for God,
因此我们要营造那个空间给上帝。
Is not always proactive.
有时候不是我们主动的。
Sometimes it's receptive.
很多时候是我们领受的。
God brought you to a place where you can't go on.
上帝把我们带到一个地步，似乎我们不能够再向前走了。
So present your emptiness, your brokenness to God.
所以把我们的破碎，我们的这一切的空虚带到上帝的面前。
Notice God was not in the tempest, not in the earthquake, not in the fire.
所以我们要晓得，在这段经文里面告诉我们说，上帝不在那个地震，不在那个火，甚至不在圣殿里面。
Not in the usual manifestations of His presence.
似乎不在他那一般展示他自己的那种情况。
So we come to a point where God does not come to us in our own categories of thought.
换句话说，上帝临到我们的时候，有时候不是我们想象得到的那种情况。
That's the surprising thing about God.
这是上帝令我们惊讶的地方。
So the missionary in Thailand who went out full of zeal.
我们在泰国的宣教士是充满着热忱出去。
Soon after he landed in Thailand, everybody in the family was very severely fell to illness, became very sick.
但是去到那边不久，他家里的人就一个一个的生病了。And
although he persevered after a few years, he had to go back.
但是虽然他坚持了好几年，但是最终还是需要回国。And
he was shattered.
他的生命其实被破碎了。And
he tried to revive his zeal and purpose.
他重新希望能够再一次有这样的一个热忱。
But it didn't come in the usual ways.
但是却不是以一般的形式领导他。
And then in his brokenness, he also heard a still small voice.
而在他的破碎里面，他也听到这样子一个微小的声音。
Calling him by name.
呼唤他的名字。
So Elijah who called for the God who answers by fire.
以利亚这样呼叫，这位似乎以火来回应的上帝。
Now realizes God is not in the fire.
但是却发现上帝不在那个火焰里面。
But he hears a low whisper.
但是却是一个微小的声音。
As silent as breathing.
似乎跟差不多呼吸这样小声。
And then he is known.
然后他
he is known as a person.
然后他知道。
And he is restored in his ministry.
而他再一次的被恢复他的那个事工。
So our ministry is not a sort of uphill series of victories.
所以我们的服事不是一帆风顺一直向上的。
Things do go wrong.
我们事情是会出差错的。
Expectations fail.
有时候一些的期望是失落的。
But God is still God.
但是上帝仍然是上帝。
And God is working all things for His purpose.
而上帝在这一切里面，其实仍然为着他的目标来工作。
A grandmother tells a pastor what she experienced.
一个做祖母的跟他的牧师这样说。
Her daughter was having their first child.
她的女儿即将要有第一个孩子。
But the child was premature by many months.
但是那个孩子其实还未足月。
But medical science can now keep the child going until it's safer.
但是现在的医药使到能够保护那个孩子一直到他比较平安。
Christian family.
一个基督徒的家庭。
A child was born with very severe handicap.
这个孩子出世，但是却有非常严重的缺陷。
So the grandmother, she confesses, she relates. Her instinct as a grandmother is to erase the pain.
但是这个做祖母的就其实承认说，她直接想做的就是把这个痛苦给挪掉。
Yeah, my daughter shouldn't have to cope with such a severely handicapped child.
也就是我的女儿其实不应该经历这一切，有这样的一个残缺的孩子。
So she struggled with her faith.
所以她挣扎，她为她的信仰而挣扎。
Why should it happen to my family?
为什么这样的事情发生在我的家庭里面？
And then God spoke to her in a still small voice.
然后上帝在这个微小的声音里面向她说话。
And she writes like this. She says, God, through His voice, help me to accept.
她这样子写到说，上帝透过他的声音使到我能够接受。
help me to accept the jarring elements of a blessed whole.
使得我能够接受说，在这个完美的整体里面，其实是会有上有下，会有挑战的。
Because of Jesus Christ, we have a blessed whole.
因为主耶稣的缘故，我们有这个完整的祝福。
You must know that.
我们一定要知道。
That's the resurrection.
这个就是复活。
All is well and will be well.
这一切都会是到头来是完美的。
But it's not escapism.
但是我们并不是逃避。
Because there are jarring elements.
因为在这之中会有困难的时候。
Things don't go the way you expect.
事情不会像我们期待这样的发生。
In those moments.
而在那样的时刻。
You need the still small voice of God.
我们需要上帝那微小的声音。
So we need to create space or to accept space.
因此我们需要营造这样的一个空间，或者接受这样的一个空间。
In which God restores us.
因为在这样的一个空间里面，上帝再一次的恢复我们。
So I pray you will create space in your personal walk with God.
因此我的祷告是你能够在你个人的生命里面营造这样的一个空间。
Then we need to create space in interpersonal relationships.
那我们也要在我们的人际关系里面营造这样的一个空间。
Let me start with your family.
从我们的家庭开始。
Even those of us who are not married, start with your family.
就算我们当中可能还没有结婚的，我们同样从我们的家庭开始。
Create one-on-one time with the ones God has given you in your family.
在你的家庭里面制造那样的一个机会，包括那个一对一的那样的关系。
In a fallen world, nothing runs on automatic.
在这个堕落的世界里面，没有一样事情是自然而然发生的。
Everything, every good gift from God must be nurtured, watered.
每一个上帝所给的好的恩赐，其实或者好的礼物，都需要被培育的。
For those of us who are married, clergy, pastoral staff, even lay leaders, don't miss one-on-one time with your spouse.
对于我们那些已经结婚的，我们千万不要失去那个跟我们的配偶有那个一对一个别的那个时间。
For those of us who work full time, we thank God there's provision for a Sabbath day.
我们全职工作的人，我们感谢主，上帝给我们有休息的时间。
So guard your Sabbath as a steward, not selfishly, but as a steward.
身为上帝的管家，我们要好好的管理我们这个休息天。
And the active lay folk who are here, I pray God will show you which is your Sabbath.
因此我在上帝里面祷告，希望说你能够找到你那一天能够真的在上帝面前安息的。
One on one time with your spouse.
都跟我们的配偶有一对一个别的时间。
And one on one time with your children.
在跟我们的孩子也有这个一对一个别的时间。
Our enemy is a spoiler and a robber.
我们的敌人是会来破坏这一切的。
So a dear, very experienced a pastor related this to me.
有一个牧师这样子跟我分享。
Early in his ministry and his children were young, he would spend one-on-one time with each one of them.
当他开始服侍的时候，他的孩子还小的时候，他就花时间跟他的孩子一对一这样的时间。
Nothing elaborate. He would just stand at their bedside for 15 minutes in a week, just to talk about their day, their school, etc.
并不是什么特别的事情。他就是每一天在他孩子的床前15分钟跟他们讲话。
Then when the daughter, he was thinking of particularly one daughter, and she reached 14 and 15, he found she was on a good track. She seemed to be well settled and able to live life well.
他的其中一个女儿来到差不多14、15岁的时候，他觉得这个女儿应该是可以知道怎样走在正路上。
And his life got busier. He's a Christian leader. His life got busier.
因为他的服事越来越忙碌。
So he stopped standing by her bedroom door and talking to her for 15 minutes each week. It used to be a discipline he kept.
那么因为他的忙碌 他其实 就停止那个每一天15分钟跟这个孩子讲话的时间。
And as he drove me to the airport, there were like tears in his voice, tears in his eyes, choking. He said, I regret I stopped.
在他开车在主教去飞翔的过程里面分享这件事情的时候，一路分享，他也一路流着眼泪。
I thought she was doing well. My life was busy. I let it slip.
我以为这个孩子一切都很好了，而我也很忙，所以我就停止那样做。
And his daughter's life took a wrong turn.
而他的女儿的生命后来有了一个不好的改变。
And he lives with the woundedness.
而他继续在这个创伤里面生活。
But he was very keen to pass it on to other pastors like me.
但是他也很希望能够跟其他的同工分享这样的事情。
Don't assume that just because your children are at a certain age, seem to be coping well, and maybe don't like your company, don't stop.
不要因为说你的孩子似乎已经长大了，大概也没有什么差错了，或者可能他也不大喜欢你整天缠他，然后你就停止跟他有那个一段一对一的时间。
These are God-given relationships.
这个是上帝所给的关系。
So one-on-one time with your family.
所以跟你的家人有那个一对一的时间。
And also in your discipling relationships.
也跟你栽培信徒的那个关系里面。
Discipling has a programmatic aspect to it, teaching and learning and so forth.
当我们讲栽培信徒的时候，你有那个比较正式有规划的那个层面。
But discipleship must involve.Informal discipling.
但是在培育信徒的时候，也有那个非正式比其他的没有计划的那样的时间。
Going on mission trips together.
一同的去短宣队。
Doing visitation together.
一起去探访。
And of course, games and taking them to your house for makan.
可能也可以透过游戏或者邀请他们到你的家来吃饭。
When you open up these spaces.
当我们敞开这样的一些空间的时候。
The relationships go deeper.
那么我们的关系就能够进入更深的地步。
Because they're not just functional.
因为它不单只是为了一个功能。
You get a sense someone believes in you.
你感觉到说人家信任你。
Shares his or her life with you.
跟他分享他的生命。
And your life matters incredibly to them.
对他来说，这个生命其实是重要的。
Then we need to create space for God to act in our Christian gatherings.
那我们也要在我们基督徒相聚的时候，制造那个空间，让上帝来工作。
And by Christian gatherings, I include PCC meetings, AGMs, ministry, core team meetings, etc.
所以，当我们讲说上帝的子民聚集的时候，包括开会的那些时间。
I learned that from Acts 15.
我从《使徒行传》第十五章那边学到这样的功课。
So the Gentiles are turning to Jesus Christ.
外邦人其实已经归向主耶稣。
How to incorporate them with the Jews as the people of God?
怎么样使到他们跟犹太人一样成为上帝的子民？
So you can see the intensity, this debate, this council in verse 7.
我们可以在十五章第七节里面看到这个争论有多么的激烈。
After there had been much debate, Peter stood up.
在他们经过很长的讨论之后，彼得站起来。
Verse 12, then Paul and Barnabas also make their case or tell the testimony.
然后在第十二节那边看到说，巴拿巴跟保罗也上来给他们的一些意见。
And then end of verse 13, James now speaks up and he relates it to the prophecy in Amos.
然后之后雅各在第十三节那边也站起来说话，并且把他们的分享带回到先知的预言。
I believe it's a spirit-filled meeting.
我相信这个是一个圣灵充满的一个聚会，一个开会。
So much so that when they reach a decision, this is how they write.
到一个地步，当他们得到一个结论的时候，他们圣经这样子记载。
Acts chapter 15, verse 28.
28.
For it has seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay no further burden except ABC.
这边说，因为圣灵和我们决定，除了这件事以外，就不把其他的加在他们的身上。
It seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us.
换句话说，这个决定不单是对我们好的，更是其实是从圣灵那边来的。
So I encourage you when you have your business meetings, begin with praise, adoration, scripture.
因此，我在这里鼓励也提醒大家，就算你有所谓正式的会议的时候，我们也以敬拜来开始。
You're creating space for God to reign and rule and guide.
因为当我们那样做的时候，我们其实就是在营造那个空间，让上帝来引导我们。
The church is not a human organization doing its own thing.
教会并不是一个人的组织做自己所要做的事情。
The church is the body of Christ responding to God on the throne.
教会是基督的身体回应上帝。
So let him settle the differences.
因此让上帝来解决这一切的纠纷。
Let him guide you to know how to handle something scripturally.
让上帝来带领我们，使到我们知道怎么样以圣经的原则来处理事情。
He's the risen Lord. He's in our midst.
他是复活的主，他在我们当中。
But so often we just carry on our own.
但是很多时候我们忘记就以自己的本事继续做。
And then Christian gatherings when we come for corporate worship.
当然我们也要在我们聚集一同敬拜的时候制造这样的一个空间。
The key passage is 1 Corinthians 14, 26 to 33.
这边列的是哥林多前书第14章26到33节。
I just draw your attention that there is body life and the exercising of spiritual gifts.
这边只是要提醒大家，强调的就是在那边有肢体的生活，并且使用圣灵的恩赐。
So I want to encourage us in our weekly weekend worship.
我要鼓励大家，特别在我们每一周的这个聚会的时候，
create space for God to speak.
让我们营造那样的一个空间，让上帝向我们说话。
For God to minister.
上帝来向我们说话，来运行。
I'll just read verse 26. What then, brothers, when you come together, each one has a hymn, a lesson, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. Let all things be done for building up.
哥林多前书第14章第26节那边说，弟兄啊，那么你们该怎么做呢？你们聚会的时候，个人或有诗歌，有教导，或有启示，或有方言，或有翻出来的，凡事都应当造就人。
Canon Titus in today's communion service preaching from Ephesians 4 brought up the same point.
今天早上在我们圣餐崇拜的时候，建牧牧师也透过以弗所书第4章带出了这一点。
The purpose of the gifts, the ministries, is to build up the body to full stature.
我们拥有这一切的恩赐，到最终使用的时候，目的就是要使到上帝的教会被建立起来。
I suppose you can see it happening in a cell group.
或许我们也能够在一个小组里面也看到这样子。
But how can it happen in a larger Sunday service or Saturday service?
但是在更大的聚会，比如说主日崇拜的时候，这样的事情要怎么样发生呢？
I have no easy answers.
我并没有容易的答案。
But I call on you, create space even in your weekly service.
但是我呼吁大家要做的就是，就算在主日的崇拜里面，也营造这样的一个空间。
Our churches have different soils.
我们的教会的土壤都不一样。But
they all need the Spirit's presence, reality.
但是我们每一个教会，不论土壤是怎么样，都需要圣灵的同在。So
I pray you will enter into the reality of the Spirit.
因此我也祷告，就是我们也进入这个圣灵同在的这个现实。And
as you do, you want His presence to be known among the Christians.
而当我们那样做的时候，我们也希望圣灵的同在能够彰显。
So how do you, in a service, create a space for spiritual gifts?
所以我们要怎么样在我们的主日崇拜里面营造这样的一个空间，让圣灵的恩赐能够被彰显？
Sometimes when we start, it's like a slow drip.
有时候我们开始的时候，或许那个好像水在滴一点点那个效果。
Don't be discouraged.
但是千万不要灰心。
Because we are also to learn, we grow in the things of the Spirit.
因为在圣灵的事情，圣灵的恩赐的运用上，我们其实是不断成长的。
And if you don't have the, if you like the public gifts, don't restrain others.
如果我们没有某一些特别比较大众化看得到的那些恩赐，但是我们也不应该停止别人使用那个恩赐。
We are on good biblical grounds, biblical pattern.
这一切，因为这一切都记载在圣经，我们的根基是很稳固的。
And if you are the pastor, God gives you the authority and the discernment there and then.
如果你是那个牧者的话，那么上帝给你那个职分、那个职权来实行。
So Jackie Pullinger from Hong Kong, a tremendous ministry with drug rehabilitation.
Jackie Pullinger 一个蛮资深，特别在香港，在吸毒者里面工作的。
And who has planted churches that transform people.
而他所指的堂会其实改变了很多人。
She said to me when I was pastoring, she said it has to be seen weekly.
而他在主教还在牧养的过程里面有曾经分享过，就是这样的一个恩赐需要被彰显出来。
She said to me, if people don't experience it weekly from the pastor and the assembly, very hard to say practice in cell groups.
而不但是彰显出来，是每一个礼拜彰显出来。因为如果弟兄姐妹没有在每一个礼拜看到的话，那么他们很难在他们各自的小组里面也同样使用上帝的恩赐。
But I want you to know this opens up problems.
但是我也让你知道说，当我们这样做的时候，可能会有问题产生。
Because people need to be coached, people need to be given feedback how to bring a word.
因为那些运用这些恩赐的人需要被栽培，知道怎样来做。
And then sometimes there's a word given, but there seems to be no response.
有时候或许上帝的话语临到的时候被讲了出来，但是却没有任何的反应。
Despite that, this is the way for the church.
但是就算有那样的问题，这个其实是教会应该做的事情。
Because the risen Lord has given gifts.
因为复活的主给了我们恩赐。
So sometimes I have to tell someone, please don't read such a large portion of scripture. Just ask God what is the main point.
所以有时候我需要提醒，或许我们不一定每次都读很长的经文，但是问上帝那个要点在哪里。
And the person said, but Pastor, I was led by the Spirit.
还是那个人说，圣灵这样子带领我。
So very charming, but I was led by the Spirit, then Pastor, how come you tell me like this?
所以圣灵这样子带领我，我就这样子读啊。
So it's tricky, but we can overcome. We can grow as a body.
所以是要执行起来，其实蛮复杂的，但是我们能够一起的来成长。
And as a pastor, you don't, what shall I say, you don't abdicate, you don't delegate the responsibility.
而身为牧者，我们并不应该把这样的一个责任分给别人。
Because God has given you authority.
因为上帝给了你这个职权。
So if a word comes and it doesn't sound right, it's good you come and say, we need to test that word.
所以如果某一个人领受了一些的话语，而身为牧者，你觉得似乎 不是很对的时候，那我们需要用时间来考验。The
person may not like it.
那个人可能不喜欢你这样讲。
But actually, you're guarding the flock and you're helping the person.
但是你这样子做，其实不但帮了他，其实也是在保护整个群体。
So I want to invite you to create space.
因此，我要邀请大家营造那样的一个空间。
And we can learn from one another.
我们也能够彼此的来学习。
Because some churches have learned to practice this in a edifying way. People are built up.
因为有一些教会其实在这一方面已经不断的学习，晓得怎么样在帮助弟兄姐妹的情况之下来运用这一切的恩赐。
So create space for God to act.
因此我们要营造那个空间，让上帝来行动。
In your personal life.
在你个人的生命里面。
Your interpersonal relationships.
在我们的人际关系里面。
And Christian gatherings.
也在我们基督徒聚会的时候。
As you create space, you will know what God wants you to do.
而当我们营造那个空间的时候，我们就能够知道上帝要我们做的是什么。
So I move to the second part of my sharing today.
因此我就来到今天分享的第二点。Participate
in what God is doing.
我们要参与在上帝的事工里面。
So this has taken some time to brew, to grow in me. What is God doing in the coming 3 years?
面对下来这三年的时候，要做些什么？其实，用了好一些时间，上帝在主教的身上动工，好一些时间。
And now from my heart, I share with you, I believe it's harvest time.
因此现在从我的心里面向你们分享，我相信是来到收割的时候了。
These next 3 years, 2017 to 2020, it's a glorious harvest time.
2017到2020年是收割，而且是荣耀收割的时候。
In the midst of thick and extensive darkness, light is shining.
在这一切的黑暗里面，光要照耀。
In the midst of great moral confusion,
在道德混乱的这个时代，
there's a spiritual hunger.
但是在灵里面却有这样的一个饥渴。
And God is at work.
而上帝在工作。
And so I want to invite us to participate in what God is doing.
因此我邀请大家参与上帝所要做的事工。
Of course, because we have seven nations, I have to ask the Lord, Lord, is it harvest time for one or two nations?
因为我们教区包含这七个国家，所以我问上帝，是不是只有这个国家或者这几个国家？
Because I don't want to give the wrong time to the wrong nation.
因为我不希望说，给一些还没有准备好的，或者还不是时候的这样的一个错误的信息。
I found the Lord saying, but I made you a diocese.
但是上帝似乎跟我说，这七个国家是一个教区。
And you're a diocese of seven nations.
所以是一个教区，七个国家。
And this word is for your diocese.
而这一个上帝的话语，这个负担是给你的教区的。
Nepal, Indonesia, Thailand, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia.
换句话说，这教区里面的那七个国家，每一个这个信息是给他每一个。
And our churches will experience a tremendous, amazing harvest time.
而我们的教会会经历这样的一个丰收的时刻。
And this harvest will involve three things.
而这样的一个收割的时候，包括三个层面。
The harvest of souls we naturally associate. Harvest new lives, plenty of new lives coming to the Lord.
收割第一个层面当然是灵魂的收割。
But I found the Lord saying there are two other things that will happen.
但是除了灵魂的那个收割以外，还会有另外两件事情发生。
It'll be a harvest of holiness.
也包括，你可以说圣洁的那个收割。
My people will shine with a moral brightness.
上帝的子民将会在他的生命里面有这样的一个道德的见证。
That will let the world know that religion is not a business.
那么世界就会因此知道说，所谓的教会并不
It's not a business.
不是，好像一门生意这样。
It is a reality. It's a new life, a new hope, a new way of being.
是一个新的生命，是一个。 重新营造的一个生命。
So there's a harvest of holiness.
所以，在圣洁方面会有一个丰收。
And then a harvest of new kingdom workers.
而在上帝的国度的工人里面也会有一个大丰收。
And this is the harvest that is upon us.
而这个是临到我们的一个收割的时候。
I am so delighted to see so many young faces at breakfast.
今天早餐的时候，我非常高兴看到这样多年轻新的面孔。
My heart leaps for joy.
我的心非常喜悦。
In many parts of the world, the church has aged.
在世界很多的地方，其实教会已经老化了。
But God has given us a good thing.
但是上帝给我们这个好的现象。
But a good thing is only one generation long.
但是这样的一个似乎不要只是一代。
I believe God is going to bring in this new generation of kingdom workers, including retirees.
而我相信说，上帝会让我们有更多的员工，包括已经退休的。
So new doesn't mean younger.
新的同工并不表示一定就是年轻的。
He's going to move people from the golf course to the mission field.
上帝要把人从高尔夫球场带进他的合场。
Because break my heart for what breaks yours.
就像刚才诗歌所唱的，上帝啊，你的心是如何的破碎，你也破碎我的心。
And I found this encouragement, I found this, if you like, sealed on my heart from John chapter 4.
而我在约翰福音第四章里面找到这样的一个确据。
So now I'll ask Reverend Au Yu to read in Mandarin John chapter 4 verses 31 to 38.
约翰福音第四章 31到38节，约翰福音第四章31节。就在这个时候，门徒求耶稣说：“拉比，请吃吧。”耶稣对他们说：“我有食物吃，是你们不知道的。”门徒就彼此说：“难道有人拿什么给他吃了吗？”耶稣对他们说：“ 我的食物就是遵行差我来那位的旨意，完成他的工作。你们不是说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼熟了可以收割了。收割的人已经得工钱，为永生储存五谷，使撒种的和收割的一同快乐。那人撒种，这人收割，这话可见是真的。我猜你们去收你们所没有辛劳的。” 别人辛劳，你们享受他们辛劳的成果。
So I ask you one question.
因此我问你一个问题。
When were you last so happy that you didn't need to eat?
你上一次是什么时候啊？高兴到你不需要吃。
Think about it, my friend.
想一想，上一次发生这样的事情是什么时候？
Because in this account, Jesus is so excited, so exhilarated. He doesn't need anything to eat.
在这边似乎让我们看到主耶稣这么高兴，这么兴奋到一个地步，他其实不需要吃。
Because he can see many, many lives are hungry and ready for the kingdom.
因为他看到许多许多的生命其实非常的饥渴，也准备好要领受。
I pray this will be a reality.
我的祷告是这一切能够成真。
You're so exhilarated on the weekend that you don't really need to eat.
到一个地步，每个星期来到周末的时候，你是那样的兴奋，到一个地步你可以不需要吃。
Because God is saving, God is healing, God is transforming.
因为上帝拯救，上帝施行他的医治，上帝改变生命。
The Samaritan woman's response.
那个撒玛利亚妇人的回应。
Mind you, it's only one woman.
我们要知道这边只是就这一个妇人。
And she is, she's trapped by an immoral life.
这个女人其实被困在那个不道德的生活里面。
She's a social outcast. That's why she has to come in the midday to get water.
她是被社会所厌弃的，因此她才需要大白天来打水。
But her tentative, positive response to Jesus lights up in Jesus. There are so many more who will come.
而主耶稣这样的一个新闻，就是从这个女人一个正面的回复而引起的。
Outside Jerusalem，
在耶路撒冷之以外。
In Samaritan territory，
在撒玛利亚的境界里面。
Jesus sees a spiritual hunger，
主耶稣看到那个属灵的饥渴。
Ready to receive the good news of the kingdom，
预备领受那国度的好消息。
So that's why now with the eyes of faith。
因此，这是我们带着信心的眼光。
He can say in verse 35.
主耶稣这样子在第三十五节这样说。
Do you not say there are yet 4 months, then comes the harvest?
你们不是说到收割的时候还有四个月吗
？Look, I tell you.
我告诉你。
Lift up your eyes.
举目向天观看。
And see that the fields are white for harvest.
庄稼熟了，可以收割了。
So this is a proverb.There are 4 months to the harvest. It's a Hebrew proverb for farmers.
这个还有四个月就到收割的时候，其实是希伯来人的一个谚语来的。
It's the way that farmers, agricultural families remind themselves there's always a waiting time between sowing and reaping.
这个是他们一种讲法，就是说你从撒种到收割是有一段时间的。
There are 4 months yet to the harvest. It's a way of speaking.
所以他们就是用这样的表达方式，还有四个月。
But Jesus says, when you sow, it's already ready to reap.
但是主耶稣却说，当你撒种的时候，你就要准备收割。
This is what we are trusting God for.
这也就是我们要信靠主的。
That in our day, these next 3 years,
在我们来临这三年里面，
we share the faith and people are ready to believe and to grow.
我们分享上帝的福音，我们也知道说上帝预备好他们。
Now we have to ask, where are they coming from?
然后我们要问，这些人从哪里来？
I believe they are coming from the deaneries.
我相信说他们在我们的宣教区里面。
So please send out the mission teams and assist and help our deans.
因此我呼吁大家，差派你的短宣队来帮忙我们的宣教区的主任。
They are coming from the neighborhoods.
这些人也是在我们的邻舍里面出来。
So many of our churches have the outreach arm to the community, the neighborhood.
我们许多的教会有这样的对社区的工作，这个是很好的事。
Then I must ask, how about the schools?
那我们也要问的是，我们的学校呢
？Are they going to come from the schools？
他们是不是也要从学校那边出来
？And then I want to ask, are they going to come from the marketplace？
然后同样我们要问的，在我们的职场上，这些人是不是已经预备好了
？Because in this Samaritan woman, Jesus sees a mission field.
因为主耶稣透过这个妇人看到一个宣教的工厂
，a new mission field，
一个新的宣教的工厂。
My heart throbs. God's doing something in the marketplace.
我的心其实很感恩，因为上帝在职场里面也开始在动工了。
God is opening up brand new fields.
上帝也敞开新的宣教的工厂。
One of our parishes is launching ministry to the children of prisoners.
我们其中一个教会其实开始这样的一个工作，就是囚犯的孩子的事工。
Through Boys Brigade.
透过少年旅。
And so God is showing us new fields to reach.
换句话说，上帝让我们看到有新的禾场，我们能够去传福音的。
And so this passage ends with the villagers.
而这段经文其实它的结束是那些村民。
You look quickly down to verse 42.
我们看第42节。
We know that this is indeed the Savior of the world.
那些村民这样子说，我们真的知道这个人是世界的救主了。
One woman, her life being turned around, she's the first evangelist.
一个妇人，她的生命被改变，她也成为那个第一个传福音的人。
Come and see, could this be the Christ?
她跟其他人说，来看这一个会不会就是那个救主。
And they meet Jesus.
他们因此与主相遇。
And they are saying what John wants us to know, he's the Savior of the world.
他们口中所出来的，其实也就是约翰要我们知道的这一位就是救主。
That's why Jesus is saying, don't say there are 4 months to the harvest.
所以那个讲法是，还有四个月。
The harvest is here.
但是其实现在就是收割的时候。
How to prepare for the harvest?
怎么样预备这个收割？
So we prepare for the harvest first by revitalizing prayer.
首先我们要再一次的奋兴振兴我们的祷告。
This is not our work.
这个不是我们的工作。
In the midst of all the confusion and even hardness, coldness, God in His mercy causes a spiritual awakening.
在这一切的混乱甚至是刚硬里面， 上帝却能够使到我们的心重新的被眺望起来。
And when we share the good news, they're ready to believe.
而当我们分享这个好消息的时候，他们已经准备好要听。
It's God's harvest. It's God's revival.
是上帝的复兴，是上帝的收割。
And it comes through prayer.
而是透过祷告来达到。
Coming back to Elijah, 7 times he told the servant, go back.
回到以利亚的那个经历，他有7次跟他的仆人说去。
And he prayed until the rain came.
而他一直祷告，一直祷告，只等到天下雨。
So you and me in our personal life.
所以你跟我在我们个人的生命里面。
And you and me with our groups, with our prayer bands, praying for revival.
跟我们的祷告的伙伴一同的来为这个复兴来祷告。
Such prayer brings repentance and consecration.
而这样的一个祷告也带来人的悔改跟自洁。
Joshua chapter 3, consecrate yourselves for tomorrow I will do a mighty thing.
约书亚第三章，今天你们要洁净自己，因为明天上帝要做伟大的事。
I believe there's a cleansing going on in our churches.
我相信在我们的教会里面也有这样的一个洁净的过程。
It's always hard and painful when it involves leaders.
但是在这样的一个过程里面，尤其如果牵涉到领袖，也需要重新来到上帝面前的话，那个过程可能是痛苦的。
But the blood of Jesus cleanses.
但是 主耶稣基督的宝血，却能够拯救这一切。
And the Spirit of Jesus recreates. Recreates. The Spirit of Jesus makes new.
主耶稣基督的灵也能够重新的再造。
So revival will flush this out.
因此这个复兴会把这一切都带出来。
We need to guard ourselves.
我们需要保守我们自己。
And we need to minister grace with correction.
我们也需要在恩典里面来做这一切调整的工作。
Because there's a righteousness, there's a truthfulness that's happening.
因为这一切我们需要在公义在真实里面来做这一切。
Then ready yourself for spiritual engagement.
然后我们要预备好自己来参与这一切，特别是灵里面参与这一切。
This word ready yourself means prepare yourself, stretch yourself.
换句话说，准备好你自己。
It comes, an image of it is Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
一幅可以提醒我们的图画，就是主耶稣在克西马尼园的那一幅。
In anguish, Jesus prayed more earnestly.
主耶稣在他那一切痛苦里面，他更加恳切的祷告。
This word anguish is from athletic, from athletes when they worked up a sweat before they run.
这个这边圣经所讲的那个焦虑，其实是好像一个运动员，当他在训练的时候所流的那些汗。
You know, before a football game or before an athletic race, there must be warm up. Everything is pumping already.
所以在运动员还没有正式参加竞赛的时候，他们其实需要暖身。
So I want to say to you, God wants us to work up a spiritual sweat.
主教提醒大家的就是我们需要在这个灵里面做这样的一个暖身。
Revival doesn't come on the cheap. Doesn't come on the cheap. Revival is not easily obtained.
Okay. 复兴不是很容易就来到的。
So for those of us who have gone asleep,
或许当中我们有一些已经沉睡了。
We are using old sermons.
我们的讲章已经炒冷饭了。
We don't prepare ourselves with prayer before leading a meeting or preaching the word.
我们在分享的时候没有预备好自己了。
We need to repent.
我们需要悔改。
We need to believe this word.
我们需要相信上帝的话。
You can't enter spiritual warfare without warm up.
我们不可能在没有暖身的情况之下就进入这个属灵的征战。
Your soul, your body must be ready, hungry.
你的身心灵都需要预备好，并且是饥渴上帝的话语。
And then ready your people.
那当然，我们也要预备好我们的弟兄姐妹。
So, in the discussion question, I invite you to think about that: how to make ready your people.
因此在等一下那个分享的那个问题里面，我也问你说，怎么样？预备你的弟兄姐妹。
Again, because it's not humanly driven, I can say to you, we all need Holy Spirit renewal.
因为它不是一个人的作为，人的事工，因此我们都需要圣灵再一次的来到我们当中做那个工作。
Prepare for harvest.
预备这个收割。
Must involve a stepping out.
也牵涉我们踏出那一步。
Reach out to the lost.
我们要去到那个迷失的人群当中。
Go out in faith.
要 以信心出去，
believing God and with the love of God，
相信上帝并且带着上帝的爱，
just like our Lord in this conversation with one woman，
就像刚才所看到的主耶稣跟那一个妇人的对话。
She turns and he can see many others turning，
因为那个妇人改变，他能够看到更多的人的改变。
Now for us, we are preparing for a national harvest.
对我们来说，我们在准备的，就是新加坡在准备的，是一个全国的丰收。
Please pray for this. It's part of National Council of Churches in Singapore. We are working together for a national harvest in 2019.
继续祷告，因为我们这个是全国性的一个活动，预备这2019年这样的一个丰收。
So it is not mass evangelism.
不单纯是一个集体性的布道会。
It's personal evangelism on a mass scale.
但是我们所强调的是个人的布道，但是是一个全国性个人布道的一个运动。
Do you see the difference?
你看到那个差别吗？
It's not mass, just mass of people coming and then filling a stadium.
不单单只是让很多人来到体育馆那边。
It's the whole body of Christ doing personal evangelism and bringing people to hear the life-giving gospel.
而乃是上帝的教会每一个成员都做个人的布道，并且把人带到那个聚会所。
So we pray for that.
因此我们为这一切来祷告。
As things shape up, the vicars and I, we will share more with you.
一路下去的时候，主教会跟我们分享更多。
So as we prepare, we need a picture.
当我们预备自己的时候，我们心里面也要一幅的图画。
So now anticipate a revival time harvest.
因此我们需要期待这样的一个收割的时候。
So I pray this morning as I'm speaking, the Holy Spirit is giving you a picture of revival time harvest.
而我的祷告就是，当我今天这样子分享的时候，你心里面也有这样的一个复兴的图画。
What will it look like?
这样的一幅图画会是怎么样的？
Harvest of souls.
我们将会做灵魂的收割。
Healing and miracles.
医治神迹的发生。
The Holy Spirit healing lives here and now. God setting us free from the chains of sin and darkness.
圣灵在我们生命里面的工作，医治的工作，把人从困境里面释放出来的工作。
Jesus in the gospel now the body of Christ today bringing healing like the widow of Nain lost her son whom he raised from the dead.
在福音书里面告诉我们，好像主耶稣使到那个寡妇的孩子复活起来那个样子。
Remaking of lives.
重新再建造生命。
So people who are trapped with all kinds of addictions set free.
我们各样的瘾都能够被解脱。
Restoration of divine patterns.
能够恢复到上帝的那个模式。
What does this mean?
这个是什么意思？
It means God's righteousness.
我就要说上帝的公义。
The right way of living.
那个正确生活的方式。
That is why whenever I find it right, I will share what is the right sexuality, what is the right way to understand gender, what is the right way to understand marriage.
因此很多时候主教就会分享，比如说在我们的性向里面，怎么样才是正确的性生活、性关系或者婚姻。
God's right ways which bring us life.
上帝那正确的方式、生活的方式是要带给我们生命的。
And we are all dysfunctional in some way.
而我们其实每一个人都在生命里面有一些的破碎，有一些的缺陷。
But this gospel has the power to heal and to reform.
但是这个福音有能力能够医治并且改变。
So that leads to transformation of families and communities.
这也带来我们的家庭跟社区的改变。
That's what we are called to participate in, my friends.
这就是我们被呼召要来参与的。
And so when I come to Jeremiah 18 and God the Potter.
走来到
耶利米
十八章。
So I wanted you to know you're a vessel in God's hands.
我要让大家知道的是，你是上帝手中的器皿。
And He is shaping the vessel.
上帝在塑造他的器皿。
He's renewing the vessel.
他在更新他的器皿。
He's healing the vessel.
他也在医治他的器皿。
He's filling the vessel.
他也充满他的器皿。
And this gospel is not just about saving souls.
这个福音不单单只是拯救灵魂而已。
This gospel is about forming the image of God's Son in the peoples of the world.
这个福音也包括的就是在上帝的百姓里面把主耶稣的那个形象形成。
Salvation is not a transaction but a transformation.
救恩不单单只是一宗的交易，而是一个生命的改变。
We are changed by Jesus Christ.
我们被主耶稣基督所改变。
Our lives are never the same.
我们的生活就不再是一样的了。
Still wounded.
我们仍然是受伤的，
Still having jarring elements,
虽然还会碰到生命里面有困难，
but a blessed whole,
但是却是一个蒙福的 完整性的。
Because he has the power to heal and to change and to transform.
因为上帝有能力来医治，来改变我们的生命。
And to make us ready for eternity.
也预备我们特别为着永恒来预备我们。
So it's a tremendous calling.
因此是一个非常非常何等大的一个呼召。
To enter the work of the potter.
能够在这个匠人的手中工作。
And he starts with us.
而他从我们开始。
Making us vessels for this harvest.
使到我们能够成为这个收割的器皿。
I'm going to break us up into groups of, well, three. Three will be the ideal number if we can break up in groups of three.There are questions, I believe, in your handout.
我们这时候就分三个人一组，然后在你的手头上的这个大纲里面有几个问题。
We have maybe 15 minutes.
或许我们用15分钟的时间。
And I'd like you to start with question two.
我希望大家从第二题开始。
We may not have time to do all three.
我们可能没有时间三题都做。
But I'd like you to share where you are in terms of question two. How do you respond to the conviction shared this morning that it's harvest time? How do you respond? And please be truthful honest, right?
特别第二题那边，主教的问题是这样子：你怎么样回应今天这样的一个分享？是这样坚信说现在就是收割时候的分享，你有什么回应？
And if after the three of you have shared that, you still have a bit of time, you can do either one or three.
如果你回答了这一题之后还有时间的话，那么你可以选择另外两题，第一或者第三。
So in 15 minutes, my two brothers, Bishop G. King and Archdeacon Tak Ming, they will lead us in prayer.
那么15分钟之后，那么罗主教会带领我们祷告的时间。
It's praying for our church.
为我们的教会祷告。
And then after that, I'd like to pray for you and give you an opportunity to be prayed for individually or as a couple.
然后之后，主教会有一段时间为我们祷告，也让我们有时间，或许上前来，如果需要一对一的祷告的话。So
Bishop G. King and Archdeacon Tak Ming, they'll just wrap up with prayer, and then we'll have a song that Kelvin and team have prepared.
所以等下15分钟讨论完之后，罗主教跟达明会理长将会以那个祷告做一个结束，然后最后有一首诗歌。Yes,
I believe the Lord is reaching out to you as a vessel for the harvest.
我相信上帝今天早上，是要我们成为他收割的那一个器皿。Reaching
out to you as a person and reaching out to you as a married couple.
向我们不单向我们个人说话，也向我们夫妻来说话。So
please form the bands of three and have a quick discussion, 15 minutes.
所以这是我们进入那15分钟讨论的时间。
Thank you. Come back after this. Altar call.